Hello and welcome to episode 309 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Like us on our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to find this week's useful and interesting question and other content. Review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us, and please contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today, the Daily Brainwave has headed to the field to visit the home of a utopian colony. Welcome home. Welcome to home, I should say. Home, Washington. This town, nestled in a small inlet at the base of the Puget Sound near Seattle, Washington, was once a place apart from society, very much on purpose. The early settlers of Home left the nearby city of Tacoma in the waning years of the 1890s, sickened by the greed and capitalism and the hypocrisy they saw in democracy, and picked this soil to nurture their little utopia. The founders of Home, inspired by the ideals of anarchy, and actually having just left the colony of Glynis that I mentioned in yesterday's episode 308, set up shop and hoped to be the spark that proved their brand of life could and should win out. Freedom. That was their rallying cry. Freedom to do what you want, say what you want. Their settlement attracted a handful of like-minded anarchists, and they set to work. The community newspaper, bolstered by the printing press that had been bought and set up, was what the community rallied around. Boy, these printing presses seem to be great for utopias, don't they? The community of Home hit its first major snag a few years into its life, when President McKinley was assassinated by an anarchist in 1901, and the killer's political leanings did not go unnoticed by the citizens of Tacoma. All across the United States, people believe that the killer could not have planned the assassination alone, as he claimed, but that other anarchists had helped. Of course, with the hysteria of the late 1800s, early 1900s being what it was, that meant that every anarchist was a suspect. The people of Tacoma quickly turned on the people of Home and its newspapers, calling them all collaborators, and suspicion was high. Harsh laws were passed trying to censure the anarchist voice, which really only ended up proving to the anarchists that what America claimed as democracy was anything but. It wasn't the last time Home was swept up in national controversy. At one point, an anarchist terrorist who blew up a building in Los Angeles was traced back to Home. And some of the folks from the Haymarket Affair that I discussed way back in episode 7 of the Daily Brainwave did turn up in the community. But despite the various setbacks, Home plodded on. The real demise of Home was the fundamental problem that most ideal societies face when they hit the real world. Humans. Home had been founded on the idea of total freedom, at least total freedom as defined by the founders of Home. And Home had become a haven for believers in free love and the uninhibited spirit. But other residents who had moved to Home, attracted by its ideals and perhaps by the press buzz or the natural beauty, may have been less committed to the anarchist idea. And when you introduce more variables into a system, more people, you get more opinions and more problems. Various nationally known anarchists visited the town in its waning years, and they were unimpressed, feeling that the vision had been diluted. Home had not lived up to its promise. The final nail in the coffin came when some of the uninhibited spirits from Home went swimming nude right off the beaches of Home in 1911, in full view of the rest of the town. Disgusted, other citizens of Home complained. The bathers were arrested, and the concept that Home was a place where anyone could do whatever they wanted was dead, once and for all. Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I would ask you just the same. What are you doing on New Year's Eve? It is the day that our calendar ends, after all. But why? January 1st wasn't always the new year. In fact, in most of Europe, May used to be the start of the new year. And in other cultures, the new year still falls on other days. Chinese New Year, anyone? So next week, as we say goodbye to 2014 and hello to 2015, we're taking a look back at calendars from across time. So join me for calendar week, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 309 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you hop onto our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to join in our various discussions. Contact me at dailybrainwave.com and please review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we finish up Utopia Week by taking a look at H.G. Wells and some of his rather crazy ideas. And before I sign off, I just want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas. I, for one, am very content, even though I'm recording out in the field right now in this little experimental town in Washington. Because after all, for the holidays, you can't beat home. Sweet home.